Players Talk is brought to us by the Players Trust and Volunteers of America. They urge you to get involved with your community. Our guest today is an outfielder. He's one of the top stars in the American League, Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians, and spring training for you. Challenges, you're back here healthy. Tell me about spring training.
Just looking forward to getting back on the field and, like I said, getting healthy, staying healthy, and getting the season started on the right foot.
Yeah, new manager here, Manny Acta, comes over from the Washington Nationals, and you got a good staff. Tell me a little bit about the staff and the manager and how he's approaching baseball.
Everything's gone real well. We're excited to have Manny as a part of this team, and the staff he's brought with him, they've all done a great job in working with the players and really getting the energy up in the clubhouse and on the field.
Yeah, some people describe managers as players' managers as opposed to managers maybe a little more distant. He's involved with the players. I see him talking to the players a lot, and a very upbeat man.
Yeah, I think he relates well to to the whole team. I think he does a great job of bringing out his personality and getting a lot out of his players. So we're looking forward to that and working with him throughout the year.
So health-wise, take us through a little bit of what's gone on with you. For a young man, things have happened, and now here you are again hoping for a good season.
Yeah, just trying to bounce back. I had a couple surgeries here in the offseason, nagged all year, and, had to shut it down at some point. But, right now we're, like I said, feeling healthy, feeling strong, just looking to, get back out there and, get used to everything.
Yeah, what kind of rehab, Grady, did you have to do this winter?
It was basically, I had my groin and my elbow, so it was... after the surgery, it was pretty much just getting your strength back and getting your mobility and flexibility back in those movements and those body parts.
Boy, not simple, even for a young man like Grady Sizemore. Well, your good friend Curtis Granderson, I've had both of you on the show a number of times, and he's in New York. He's a New York Yankee. What do you think about that?
Excited for him. Obviously, New York's an exciting place to play. I think he'll do well there. That team seems to be getting better and better each year. So, it'll be a challenge going up against them. But, wish him the best, and we'll see him out there on the field.
Yeah, he's a media guy. He's going to be doing interviews. He'll be doing the interviews.
he's very polished when it comes to, not only on the field but off the field. He does a great job. Well-spoken, very articulate, and does a great job. Like you said, very fan favorite.
Tell me a little bit about the ball club heading into this season. The bullpen, somewhat of a work in progress, but you got some names who were here last year, some young kids in the bullpen, and a little bit of starting pitching. You got Jake Westbrook coming back. How does the ball club look to you in spring?
I think it looks good. I think, like you said, the bullpen actually finished really well last year. We did a good job of getting some new guys, but they finished strong. I think they're going to actually be a big part of our team this year, and starting pitching is going to be key. Obviously, you always want starters, and you're going to need guys that can get you deep into games. So, we're going to lean on those guys and hope they can stay healthy and go from there.
Being in Goodyear, Arizona, now the Reds are there, and two teams from Ohio. What's it like having the Reds close by, and you've played them in spring training?
The complex is so big, you don't really see them. Yeah, you only see them when you play them, and. But like I said, we're happy to be on Goodyear. It's a great facility. We love it. And, we enjoy being out there and having that complex and being a part of the city of Goodyear.
Yeah, spring training is something else, isn't it? We sit here on the field in Scottsdale, Arizona, a little bit of sunshine, the fans 3 feet away. And there's just something romantic about spring training baseball, at least for the fans' point of view.
Well, yeah, I think, like I said, it's always exciting to get a new season started. And, spring training's the time to do that. You get the fans out here, it's good weather, your ass kind of like spring break for a month, and just enjoy it and have fun, and like you said, get to watch some baseball.
Yeah, the scene at spring training for the fans who don't come down, we have a berm in the outfield where fans sit out there, and Grady talks about spring break, and the fans are out there and maybe having a beer or two. You're pretty close to them out there. What's it like with the fans out there?
Here in Giant Stadium, it can get a little rowdy, but like I say, you have fun with it. It's one of those things that it's always been a part of baseball. Fans are going to be out there having fun, and like I said, this is one of the places where they like to have a lot of fun. So I'll look forward to that.
Grady, do you set any goals for yourself for the year? Number of games, I imagine you just want to get in a certain amount of games, get a certain amount of at-bats, and good things will happen. But numbers are a part of baseball. Do you set any goals for yourself?
You always want to improve. I think, like I said, it's not necessarily setting a particular goal. I think it's more of just trying to improve off of what you've built throughout your career. So like I said, I always want to improve. Even if I do go out there and have a good year, I'm going to want to do better the next year and the next year. So I'm not going to, you know, set a goal and, you know, fall short or get higher. You know, it's one of those things where I just, you know, I'm going to go day to day and go from there.
Will you be able to go full speed here when the season starts? Do you feel you're in that kind of shape?
Definitely, yeah. I think, you know, we've built this whole, you know, this whole offseason has been a program built to, you know, come opening day, I'll be 100% healthy, ready to go and, you know, get in there every day.
I want to ask you about Travis Hafner, the Pronk, as we used to call him, and he has the great candy bar that comes out, and he's coming back again a second year from that shoulder surgery, and he's a big part of this ball club. What do you see of him in spring training?
Oh, he looks good. Looks great. I mean, we're going to need Hafner this year. You know, he's going to be in that cleanup spot. He's the anchor of our lineup, so, you know, we're hoping we can get him back to, you know, where he was a couple years ago when he was feeling strong and, you know, driving in runs for us.
One other name I want to mention to you before we let you go, and that's Shin-Soo Chu. Maybe a little bit under the radar as far as national media is concerned, but you look at the numbers for him, this guy is quite a right fielder.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's going to stay under the radar for, you know, too long. You know, he really stepped up last year and did a great job for us. He can do a lot of things, you know, both offensively and defensively, but, you know, you're going to see him a lot this year and hear his name quite a bit.
Grady, thanks so much. As always, good to see you back on the field.
No, thank you.
All right, that's Grady Sizemore. Players Talk is brought to us by the Players Trust and Volunteers of America. They urge you to get involved with your community. This is Marty Lurie. We'll see you next time.